flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Dippy, dippy, doo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So talented, those people. Two of them. Look at them with their number one hit. Amazing! Also amazing, it's Friday. Also amazing, we're so excited about the rain. Yay.
Yeah, rain's coming.
Yay.
North Bay first, but today,
yay.
Rain.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so great.
We need every drop.
Yeah. And don't worry, no matter how hard it rains, it's still Friday the whole day. So
yeah.
You know, that's good times. That's good news. Katy Perry tickets all this week. We've been doing them. We have a pair for you in about 2 hours, 9:05. Then again at 12:05, 4:05, 6:05. Jane's got three pairs of these tickets. Has all this week. We got code words we'll send you. You send them to our contest line. Just text them over there. And then you're in the running for a pair of tickets for Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour. July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge show. Katy. Also, another huge show, gigantic show, star-studded Scott Capurro tonight, Clandestine Brewing in San Jose. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. That one's not sold out. We're not giving away any tickets to that one. But you can go check him out. Okay. Let us begin with things that will be in theaters this weekend. This one is, I mean, it sounds good. And it's rated R, Valiant One, it's called. And it's a military mission that goes wrong. A U.S. Army helicopter crashes deep within North Korea. I'm sort of fascinated by North Korea. You know, something, just something to think about. Like, you know, a whole nation of people who really don't know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. So these people crash land there.
Sad, really.
Oh, my God. Beyonce. It's tragic. Freaking tragedy. Chase Stokes, who is a guy from Outer Banks. I'm pretty sure I know who this guy is.
Chase,
yeah.
Stokes.
Seen him in a couple things, I believe. And he's a, you know, good-looking guy.
It's better be a hot shot.
It's like a cowboy-looking guy.
Name's Chase Stokes.
I've watched Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah.
Everybody's good-looking on that
show. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I like it, though.
If it's the show I'm thinking of, I like it, too. Anyway, Chase Stokes, he, you know, it's a military mission, so he's a military guy, I guess. He's got to lead the survivors to protect a civilian tech specialist and find their way out with no military support. Because, you know, it's North Korea. There's a bunch of, the list all these other people it stars in, but it's got to give credits for every one of them. Never heard of any of these people. So just if you're looking for that, you know, I'll put the trailer up for all these. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This next one is PG. It's a kids thing. Maybe you'll go see this one. I don't know. It's called Dog Man. And it's based on a children's book series of the same name. Dog Man was born when a police officer and his dog were fused together to save both their lives.
Mm.
Dog Man.
I like it.
So as Dog Man, this man dog.
It's like Human Centipede.
It is like that, but for kids.
Not at all.
It's like that, but it's for kids.
Not even a little bit.
I feel you. It is. It's just like that. As Dog Man embraces his new identity, As Dog Man embraces his new identity, he must stop the evil Petey the Cat, voiced by Pete Davidson. Petey the Cat. Isla Fisher, whose name is great. And a couple other people that are also in the voice cast. So it's sounds like it's some kind of a cartoony type thing. But it's anyway, if you're looking for something to do this rainy weekend, Vinny, Dog Man in theaters.
I was really hoping it wasn't animated because that would be an interesting thing to see.
Well, hold on. Let me click on the trailer here.
I'm sure it's animated.
Oh, no, fully animated. Yeah,
they're not Dog Man.
They're not the thing with the wagon tail and, you know, like kind of elongated face and, you know, Dog Man. And actually, as I just got a quick look at the animation, it really just looks like a dog who stands upright and is wearing a police outfit. So, you know, he doesn't have to shave or anything. There's also something rated R. Companion, it's called. A weekend getaway turns violent when a female robot built for the human companionship, you know what that means, starts malfunctioning. Jack Quaid, who is from... The Boys.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
I think you could figure it out. You know, like, what if we could animate one of those real dolls?
You're calling her a bucket.
Well,
of sorts.
I'm just saying she's a female robot built for human companionship.
Got it.
February movies.
I know, right? And it will be, I mean, this weekend, February starts. Jack Quaid is from The Boys. Jack Quaid is, he's a Quaid, the son of Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
And right. he plays Huey on The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very bland. He's fine in that role. But I don't have like Butcher. I love Butcher. And I love some of those, you know, I love A-Train. He's fun. A lot of good characters. Frenchie. Oh.
So you don't love...
He's fine.
I wasn't going to say him. I was going to say, who's the star of the show?
New founder. Homelander.
What? You don't love Homelander?
I do love Homelander. Okay.
Huey's kind of the protagonist of the show.
Oh, he is, for sure. I mean, he's the one who starts the whole thing when he's kissing his girlfriend. And that show is so wrong, it's right.
Gotta
so.
Rewatch that.
Huey is, but he's a very, like, that could be any. He's supposed to be the any man. He doesn't have any superpowers. He's just mad. He's angry.
But he's the star of this movie that's coming out.
Yeah, so he's the star. There are other people they mention. Somebody from Yellow Jackets is in this. But anyway, it's called Companion. And it's about a robot. It starts malfunctioning. If he gets caught in it, I'm not sure what the malfunction is exactly.
She starts bitching at him and... telling him to pick up his clothes.
He's complaining. Isn't that your job? You take care of me and then you pick the house up? Anyway, and then also, let's see. This is, I'm only mentioning this because Kristen Stewart and Steven Yeun, who is, or if I may be saying his name wrong, but I think that's Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Oh my God.
But Kristen Stewart's in it. It's called Love Me. It's a sci-fi post-apocalyptic romance between, so there are no more people on Earth. It's a romance between a buoy and a satellite. Now, I don't know if there's like a person that lives on the buoy and a person that lives in the satellite, but it sounds like there's two, you know, maybe AIs that fall in love. They can't get to each other. And then what? The world keeps on turning and I don't know. Anyway, it's called Love Me. On your television, if you're like got Grammy fever, and there are people who have Grammy fever. There are a set of people, you know who you are, who love award shows. They want to watch all the biggies. They throw parties. They do the bingo cards. They have lotteries. They got a whole thing going on. So maybe that's who this is for. Friday, 8 o'clock on CBS, a one-hour special called Inside the 67th Annual Grammy Awards. Now, I've watched these specials before, and a lot of times what they are is, here's how we set it up. Here's how many miles of carpeting there is. Here's where it's at, and here's some backstage stuff. Here's where we set up to take pictures of it. And so it's kind of interesting. I feel like you've seen it once, you've seen it all, you've seen them all, but this is, you know, this one is for this year.
You never know when stats about the Grammys are going to come into play.
That is true, Vin. I mean, you might need that on Sunday night during Grammys trivia.
How much carpet? I know that one!
I got this one. I got it. My hands up first.
You got to maintain being the people's champion. So you got to pay attention.
I may have to,
You may have to watch
this. You're right.
So that's tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Tonight on Max, whatever that is. Something called Goodrich. This is a, maybe this is a movie. If it's a streaming premiere, that must mean it was out in theaters. It's Michael Keaton and Mila Kunis. It is a movie because it was out a couple months ago. Michael Keaton is a guy who's stuck raising 9-year-old twins by himself after his younger second wife, who he started this second family with, checks herself into a 90-day rehab. He turns to his pregnant adult daughter, Mila Kunis, for help, and they slowly heal those old wounds. You left mom for this younger, for the lady who's my age.
I'm a big fan of Keaton.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned that one. I don't know if you'll have a chance to watch it.
I won't.
You have a thousand things to watch.
I absolutely am a big fan.
Tonight on Amazon, the series premiere of Tom Green Country. There's a bunch of Tom Green. If you like Tom Green, you are in company with Amazon Prime Video because they have, I don't know how much money they threw at this guy, but he's got a documentary, a stand-up special, and now his series is starting. Tom Green Country begins today. He relocates from Los Angeles and tries to live a quiet life on a remote farm in Canada. And all these things, they have trailers. I'm going to, I forgot to put them up already, but I'll go put them up right after this break on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page where I put all the stuff, you guys. Football, Pro Bowl on Sunday. This is the third year that Peyton and Eli are returning as head coaches for the
They really want to cram those
AFC.
Two down our throats,
well, they,
don't they?
They're so charming, Vinny.
Are they?
How amazing are they? And both of them, so good looking. One's like a little rat face. The other guy's kind of like a pickle head. You know, they're so hot and talented.
I've not watched once that their special broadcast of the month. Is it Monday Night Football?
No, it is. It's whatever. It's a companion piece to whatever.
I've never watched it once. I don't know what. I guess people love it. They must, because otherwise they wouldn't give them, you know, what is it on ESPN2?
Yeah.
They like give them the whole channel and rebroadcast the same game. I only know that because I read it, because I won't watch that.
Well, this is their hosting. They're hosting and coaching. It's the AFC versus the NFC, and everybody takes it really easy, and nobody wants to get hurt, and the game that doesn't mean anything. So on Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, so we'll get this early, and I think it starts at 5, but there'll be lead up. If you love the Grammys, this is music's biggest night. Trevor Noah is hosting 67th Annual Grammy Awards. Lots of performers, including Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, Charlie XCX, Sabrina Carpenter, Shakira, Teddy Swims. And the show has been kind of reimagined, apparently, to help. I mean, they were already going to be raising money for themselves. And now it looks like it's going to benefit support wildfire relief efforts.
Well put.
Thank you. Sort of, you know.
We're all out here raising money for ourselves.
We are. That is what we do on the daily.
Every single one of us getting up and leaving the house today is trying to raise money for ourselves.
That's right. I'm raising money. I am raising money for charity. Me. So once in a while, you got to do something for someone else. So, and it's happening. In fact, there was a call for them to just either cancel. Actually, I want to say it was Gene Smart was like, cancel and give all the money you would have made to charity. I'm thinking, or just make money, or just make the money and give it to charity. Like, why is, you know, these people are also running their own charities, our own personal charities. So the show's going to be raising funds to support wildfire relief efforts and aid music professionals impacted specifically by the Los Angeles wildfires. And I'm sure they'll be giving you lots of information about how you can donate, et cetera. Taylor Swift, I don't believe she's performing, but she will be presenting. So she'll be there. She loves awards shows. You ever see what fun she's having at these things? She's always like, she knows the words. Taylor Swift knows the words to every song that's ever been written. I've never seen her in a room where music is playing, hers or anyone else's, where she's not mouthing along perfectly. It's unbelievable.
You know, I do make fun of you, but you and I have something in common, and that is we don't remember stuff.
I remember that.
You about put us. Yourself in more situations where you have to pull up the lyrics and read them because you're in front of people singing.
I'm not
singing.
Even embarrassed about it anymore.
But I've been taking guitar lessons. I learn a song. I've got that song down. Mm. I move on to the next song, and my teacher will say, "Will you remember that one part of this one song?" And I'll be like, no, none.
Nope.
I don't.
No memory. Right.
So he's working with me now on continuing to replay the songs you've learned.
Yes.
While you learn new ones like that.
Run through them.
Who knew?
I always say that to Pat all the time. This friend of mine, Pat, who like, he always wants to play, always wants to jam. I'm like, let's do the songs that we learned. He's like, we did the, I'm like,
But we
will never know them again. I'm like, whenever people ask us to do a gig, we got to learn all these songs. I'm like, what if we just, every time we got together, ran through, we'll make a list. We'll just have a list and we'll run through five of the songs. I see that guy every weekend. We'll just run through five each weekend.
A key ingredient to her success has to be her memory and her ability to memorize 3 hours of her own writing.
No doubt.
And you say, well, she wrote it. How could... I've written stuff that I can't remember.
Please. It's ridiculous.
Many times.
It is a muscle for sure. I always feel like, people who have to like memorize a really long soliloquy or something, or, you know, and it's written in Shakespearean English and not regular old English. Like they got to remember all these dots and Fs and
that's
whatever.
That's the gig. You can either do it or
you can't. I know sometimes they have somebody down there, you know, the stage whispers, line. Must be easier on movie sets because you're just like, just do a cutaway there. Tell me, what's my next line?
They famously used to do that. Or I've heard, I don't know. And I don't even know Marlon Brando's work really. But I heard that he was someone who couldn't memorize it. And they had to, line. They'd give it to him and he'd say it. Line. Just kept.
Hey, as long as when you string it all together, it looks amazing.
Right.
So anyway, Taylor is going to present and enjoy herself at the Grammys. I do not see which category she'll be appearing in. She is up for a bunch of awards. Surprise, you guys. People thought of Taylor Swift this year. I think she's up for Album of the Year. Tortured Poets Department is nominated for Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album, Fortnite's up for Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and she is nominated for Best Pop Duo Performance for her collaboration with Gracie Abrams' Us. And then there's a million people performing, and that's all happening on Sunday night. Fire Aid happened last night. Maddie, you did a lot of work this morning sort of sorting through this. So we have a few kind of highlights from the show. Lady Gaga closed it out with a song called Hopeful. It was an original that she did for the crowd. And there were tons, and it was completely sold out. They raised a lot of money. I don't have an official number or anything yet, but there, because I'm sure that continues to roll in. But here were a couple of the highlights here. We had a couple things from Green Day. They opened the whole thing with When I Come Around. That's how I like to start a show too. Because that's the way. Did you want to play? Just energy?
It's just the energy. Okay. Of the
Someone wrote in and said Billie Eilish performed with Green Day.
We have that too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So it's called on a song called Last Night on Earth, Green Day and Billie Eilish. Billie doesn't sound like her.
No, that's him.
Oh, gonna
hold
say.
On. You'll hear when she comes. Listen to the crowd.
It's like, holy crap.
Oh, there's Billie Eilish.
Boy, they couldn't rock it out, huh? All right.
Well, maybe she was like, I can't really, I'm not going to do a rock song. That's pretty.
Yeah.
No Doubt reformed. And you put a little montage together. Let's hear some of the songs they did. Awesome. I love her. That's a 55-year-old woman rocking out, doing those, pulling those songs. And I don't know how much for her. I'm sure they ran through it a few times leading up to this, but they didn't have a ton of time. Stevie Wonder and Flea did Higher Ground together. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, and they were saying that they thought this should have been the song that ended it because everybody was so into this, and this is one of my favorite versions of this song.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
Stevie Wonder
sounds great.
You know, I was talking to, well, actually it was my music teacher, but I was saying to him about Prince. We were talking about Prince, and he goes, you know who was Prince before Prince? And I go, no, I don't, because it's Prince. And he goes, Stevie Wonder was Prince before Prince was Prince. And I said, no, he's what? Get out of here. And I love Stevie Wonder, but yes. He said, no, Stevie Wonder can play every single instrument better than most people within any distance of that studio.
I know what you mean, though, because, yes, and, you know, Lenny Kravitz is another one of those guys mm-hmm. who can play any instrument, but Prince was raw sex. Like Stevie Wonder wrote some... don't talk. Stevie Wonder wrote some
what
songs.
Just happened?
They're pleasant.
Jesus.
He rocked out. He's funky. There's some great stuff there, but I have actually gone, oh, listening to Prince songs. Boy. Like, oh my God, that just, whoa, what did he just rewind that? Because that was in the days of tapes, you guys. You mm-hmm. could rewind a tape yeah. and listen to what he just said into your ear holes.
Anyway, Stevie Wonder did sound great right there.
He did sound fantastic. Yeah. Looks like it was just a big, successful show that they somehow pulled off in a matter of a couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll get to see what kind of money they raised. I think every ticket was $99, although I'm sure there were VIP tickets too. You know, get all the money you can. It's all for a good cause. And I am totally out of time. Vinny, what you got coming up in the news?
Milk duds, cyber harassing, girlfriends, and more after these.
What? Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, hi, Friday. Oh, hello. Oh, hi. Hey there. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week. Grab your coffee and spend your Saturday morning with friends.
Grab your crossword puzzle, sit down, have an egg.
Same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3. Meet you there.
Yeah, it's fun.
And thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Reports from around the bay. Say that rain is falling.
Oh,
and
boy.
I did go outside and check, and yes, it is wet down there. So the rain is here, everyone.
It's wet.
It is wet down there.
It's wet down there.
Yeah, it is wet down there.
Well, no, that's what I said, but I mean, we're up on the 10th floor.
Yes, we are. Down there, it's wet.
Down there.
Yeah.
So it's wet down there.
It is wet down there.
Hey, I just wanted to mention this because we usually do the ads for the Kaiser Half Marathon that happens here in San Francisco, and mm-hmm. we didn't this year, but that's happening this weekend. So it will probably happen in the rain, but know that if you're coming into the city or if you live around here, there's a road race and the missus will be running that. So
oh, you guys are coming in town?
No, not you guys. I will be I will be with my children.
Daddy duty.
And And she will be running with her the McCutcheon girls.
Oh.
Emily and
Violet. Are they
Violet.
Coming up the night before?
I don't know.
Loading,
I don't know what's
going to
happen. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know anything.
That's fun.
I do know I was told you'll not be surfing Sunday. And I went, it's probably going to be crummy anyway. So I got this. Have a great run. The Kaiser race in San Francisco on Sunday. Rip it up out there, everybody.
Kill it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and by the way, I'll do some text. There's have been some funny texts today.
Yeah. Well, our listeners are very clever.
They are. But we'll begin with a couple fast facts.
Oh, I love fast facts. You know I love this. Especially on a Friday. I love it.
Squirrels hibernate so hard that you could juggle them without waking them up.
Oh.
You should never juggle squirrels, but you could
and
if
they
you found enough of them to get, you know, a good juggle going.
Do you think that if you found them, you would think they were dead? Or would you be like, they're warm and they're you could tell they were breathing and stuff, but they're just like, I can't even imagine that they're so passed out. Hibernation is such a strange phenomenon.
I like to think that I care about all the living things of the world.
Sure.
And yet if I saw a squirrel asleep or dead, I probably would walk right past it without checking its heartbeat.
Oh, you wouldn't like take its pulse
I just put
a mirror up to see if it was breathing.
I don't think I'd
That's
do any
buffet,
of those things.
That's a buffet, baby. Free squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Disgusting,
the world is
dude.
Different all over, isn't it? That never crossed anybody else's mind. Oh.
Mm, free squirrel.
Ugh.
And fresh. I mean, it's alive. You bring it home alive. Mom, I brought you a sack of squirrels. They're alive. Oh, I'll use them to warm the bed tonight. When they wake up, we'll kill them and eat them. That'll warm your bed up.
The word duds.
Yeah.
In milk duds.
Oh.
Came about because the company that created them tried to make them round and found that it was impossible.
Oh, because they just squished
them. They're all duds.
They're all duds.
Milk duds.
Oh.
We're supposed to be round.
Though? You know, I've always wondered why do they call them milk duds? Like you would almost think if you looked at one, you'd be like, well, if I bite this, is there going to be milk in there?
Milk chocolate.
Mm. What do you mean?
How about milk chocolate duds then?
What?
Just
milk
why milk
duds? Has worked for, you know, just fine.
But why did they come up with that? That's all I'm asking. You know, why did they settle on that? Someone goes, oh, let's call them milk duds. And people can go, that sounds gross. Milk duds.
And he just gave you the definition of duds. Isn't that enough?
You know what? It is enough. And it's Friday, too. Thanks, Vin.
The current lead singer for Toto.
Steve Lukather?
No, he's the guitar player.
Okay.
The current lead singer for Toto, Joseph Williams.
Oh, that guy. I never heard his name before.
Is the son of John Williams, the legendary film composer.
Oh, that guy's pretty talented. What's his name again?
Joseph Williams. Joseph
Williams. So is Joe Williams, how long has he been the lead singer? Did something happen to their original lead singer?
It says here, the current lead singer for Toto, who was also the singer in the mid-80s.
Oh.
So he was the singer, then he
departed.
Left and came back.
Decided to come back. He might be the one who said that he thinks that Toto doesn't like, that Weezer doesn't like Africa. The song Africa that they covered, that they did it ironically.
Not the continent.
No, they think Africa, the continent is fabulous.
Huh.
I actually don't know their feelings on it.
Let's stop talking about Toto and we'll move on.
No, all right.
We don't want no trouble.
We definitely don't. In fact, no more fast facts about Toto.
You're right. My bad.
What
I let us
thinking?
Down a really
what
bad
path. What
were
you path. Thinking?
Before I get to this cyber farting situation,
cyber farting.
I just want to mention, you know, that I'm not a fan of farting. I don't think it's as funny as others think it is.
Which is very strange because you are like a 9-year-old inside.
Yeah,
like I'm surprised that farting isn't more hilarious to you.
Because I like girls and I always thought that girls aren't into the smell of farts or the conversation about farts. And then I had my own girls and my daughters love to talk about it, love to accuse people of having done it, even though they were just the one, because I know her brand, and she'll be like, oh no, dad farted. And I'm like, first of all, I didn't. Second of all, that smells just like you. So they're, you know, really into it. all things. So last night,
see, it's like really, it's getting you wound up.
It's a lot. Mm. I can't believe girls like farting so much. So my youngest comes upstairs and goes, hey, Dad, it's dinner time. And I made an extra cushiony seat for you. It's one of my stuffies. So it's going to be fine. And I go, all right. I go downstairs and there's a blanket covering a fluffy thing on my seat. Mm-hmm. And so I sit down and a whoopee cushion explodes underneath me and lets out a giant whopping fart.
Mm. Your kids are great. Yeah. That's awesome.
They're so kid-like.
And then they both just fall all over the place.
He fell for it.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
You really got me. And their mom is sitting there like, oh my God, this is what we do at dinner. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
So the other day when you were trying to go to sleep, they were laughing hysterically down the hall. And what was that about?
So this is family stuff. So I realize it may not come off that funny to you guys, but for us, so Christina got nose surgery.
Yeah.
I don't even know how long ago.
A couple months, though.
But it was for a deviated septum, and it was to help clear the passage so that she could breathe because she was having trouble with snoring and sleeping and all the stuff that is affected.
And ongoing stuff. She's done sleep studies, all this stuff, and she goes and she gets it done.
She gets the surgery.
And it worked, right?
Or it did, but for months, she's been straight-arming us. Everybody. Stay away from my nose! In the kitchen.
Yes.
You go to hug her, she's like...
She doesn't want any trouble with the new nose.
So that was what was happening in the other room is Mama came in for a hug and Edie was like, careful! And then they started to laugh and then it became a bit they were doing with each other. When Isla came in, she started laughing. It was Mama protecting the nose from the child's...
I see.
Love, and I was laying in bed laughing, not knowing what any of the laughter was about.
Because they're laughing so hard.
And that was it. It's a thud, I know, in terms of comedy.
You know why it isn't a thud? Because, like to the average person, it's like, oh, okay, I guess that's kind of funny. It's that everybody knows that when you can't stop laughing, and that feeling is so, it's like one of the great joys of life is the uncontrollable breakout of laughter where it's infectious and everybody's got it, and you're laughing so hard, your cheeks start to hurt, you're getting stomach cramps. Like, ah!
Listening to my kids laugh. I was laying in bed. I'm supposed to be trying to sleep, which, of course, as soon as the adrenaline kicks in, I can just kiss sleep goodbye. Mm-hmm. Just goodbye.
Yes.
I'll just lay here.
See you tomorrow, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was the side effect of this great time. But I did sit there while they were laughing and thought, my kids are happy. Like, that's what you want in the world.
Who could ask for anything more?
My kids are laughing and happy and safe in this moment. You know, there's a lot of other things to worry about today, but in that moment, it was beautiful. Life was beautiful. It was pretty bitchin'.
Those little simple moments in life.
All of that leads me to this gross lady.
Okay. Oh, back to the farting thing, right? Okay, great.
A 25-year-old woman named Rhiannon Evans.
Rhiannon.
Yeah. Just became the first person in the UK to plead guilty to cyber farting. She harassed her partner's ex last month by sending a series of videos where she farts into her phone and laughs. The initial video was sent. She sent an initial video and then sent three more on December 22nd and four more over the next few days. Merry Christmas, everyone. Cops got involved and told her to stop, but she continued to send more videos on December 26th and again on New Year's Day. The ex said the videos made her feel unsafe in her own home. Wait, what? Rhiannon's lawyer told the judge that the two women have bad blood and she'd been drinking when she sent the text over WhatsApp. Rhiannon admitted to the harassment and the judge sentenced her to probation. She has to do a series of rehab sessions and can't drink for 60 days.
Oh.
Be careful when you pull booze out as the reason for something you did, because you will be
you
asked
have that
to
taken away from you.
Cut
Let's
it out.
Let's see if you can do that.
And they tacked on a 2-year restraining order for the farting ex-girlfriend.
I have a couple questions. Mm-hmm. I do have WhatsApp. I don't use it all. I use it mostly to talk to Scott Capurro because it's like free texting. I have never tried to block anyone on there, but couldn't I block my ex's ex? So I could choose to not see that person's messages anymore.
Calling the police about harassment. I don't know if I misread it. She harassed her partner's ex. So this is the current partner, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. People have a weird thing with that.
So you got the guy and you're giving fart sounds to the ex who's sitting there going, you're doing the guy I was with and you're farting on me?
Yeah. It's like really a double whammy.
Yeah, like that seems, wow, you're really a mean lady.
Sometimes people are like that, though, almost like they want to belittle and make fun of the person that that used to be with their current person because they know, if they know them, or they, I don't know, it's like a weird competitiveness sometimes.
Isn't that one of the songs currently a hot hit here on Alice?
Yes, except she's the ex.
Yeah, but she still says you're tasting.
Right, yes, but
I was just there.
In that case, she's the ex.
Right there.
Like, I want to hear the current girlfriend song to Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know, but it seems really, but the ex said, so this is the
ex. But farting and laughing.
She lost her partner, and she says, these videos are making me feel unsafe in my own home. This lady is farting and laughing at me.
Right.
I can, and yes, it was all on WhatsApp.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
She could maybe block it, but honestly, it sounds like there's more, even like this person's a problem for her. Not just that she's sending these ridiculous videos of farting and laughing. Can I tell you just really quickly?
Yes.
You know how you actually don't know this because you don't have your voicemail set up on your phone. But I'm going to put it out there and see if any of our texters know. I just realized that this is going to miss you completely. So when you get a spam call, sometimes it's the weird internet connection sound and just some static. Sometimes it's Bank of America, but in Chinese. Sometimes it's the Marriott giving you, you know, trying to get you to click on something. John gets one and it's, you know, from somewhere in Omaha, somewhere in Nebraska. It's not Omaha though, so I'm not going to play that.
Omaha.
All right, I'll play it. It's a fun one.
Somewhere in Middle America.
I'm actually not sure I have it anymore.
Yeah, you have it.
Somewhere in one of, there it is. Oh, why isn't it playing?
Oh, boy. Never
mind. God's
it's
sake.
Fine.
Why isn't it playing?
You're sidetracking your whole story.
You're
it's
right.
Fine.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
I knew I could make
a
it happen.
Heart that matters.
Anyway.
More. Okay.
So there's that. So he gets this voicemail from somewhere in Nebraska, and he presses play on it, just like, okay, well, I'll listen to that. And it's the sound of a kitten. And then there's a chicken clucking in the background. Like on from some farm in Nebraska.
Ah.
So he plays that. I'm like, what is that?
The farm is calling.
And he goes, I don't know. Let's listen to it again. We listened to it like four or five times. And I'm wondering, do you think that this is like the latest way of getting someone to call a number back or to respond by just sending? Because I'm thinking, like, if I got the sound of a fart with some laughing in my voicemail, I might go, what is this, one of my friends playing a prank on me? Let me call it.
Oh.
And then now I've called back the spam place. They know it's a live number. Like, why? What is that? I don't know anyone in Nebraska. Well, I do know someone in Nebraska, but I don't have their phone number. And I don't think John does.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could it be a butt dial from a farmer?
From a kitten. And it was like a kitten going right into a thing. And then the...
Oh, then you're right. It's definitely...
Like some kind of... Call us
back.
Well,
some people would do that.
Right.
I would never bother.
We certainly listened through their message several times. If at the end they had said, you know, click this link to find out more, then we would have known for sure. But it was like, I'm wondering if other people have gotten this particular spam call from the farm. The end. That's it. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Ew, raw sex. So gross. LOL. Says 510. That was a little shocking to the way you described Prince's music. I was like, yikes.
It's raw and it's sexy. And he says things like, there's certain things he says that are just like, I'm going to play that again.
You got to fan yourself.
A little bit.
I'm running the SF half marathon on Sunday. Can you wish me luck?
Good luck.
Shani from Concord.
Shani, good luck. And what way to go. This is a huge accomplishment. And a lot of it, I know because I've watched people train for these things that you are a badass.
619 says, Maddie, the squirrel is hibernating. It's not dead. Don't eat them.
Oh, no, he could still eat it. They eat squirrels where he's from.
Meh. You know, that just makes him easier to grab.
And it's kinder to kill them in that state.
What?
Well, it's better than if they're awake and like, oh, no, please.
I don't think you want to include kind in that
slightly kinder.
No.
It's a better time of year to kill a squirrel.
No.
It's nicer. It's more humane.
Oh.
The 707 says the song Billy sang with Green Day. Or this, Billie Eilish, yes, right. Yeah. Billy.
Billy, all the Billies.
Right. BJ wrote for his wife when they were first together. It was in the American Idiot musical. Oh. That song they sang.
There you go.
We didn't even mention it, but I saw it on my Instagram that Nirvana played at Fire Aid. So Dave Grohl got to leave the house, and he was sent with his daughter, it appears.
Did she sing it?
She sang one of the songs, okay. And they've done this before where they had other people, including Joan Jett and Kim Gordon, I believe, from Sonic Youth. They were also the singers. But Violet Grohl,
yes,
the daughter, also sang one of the songs.
Which we think might be, his daughter might not be divorcing him.
I absolutely know situations where a dad, the marriage was over and it was his fault and the kids went.
Double middle fingers.
To dad. Mm-hmm. And dad was like, oh.
I've really lost it all.
I didn't just lose my wife in this deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that does happen. Already raining in Oakland.
Oh. Okay. Take it easy, everyone. Give yourself a little bit extra time out on the roads. Take it easy. You'll get there. Even if you're a little late, you can say it was the rain.
Suzanne, the mail lady listening in Pennsylvania, our laws have changed and most supermarkets now have beer.
Oh, that's so
also gas
great.
Stations sell beer and wine and malt liquors. Listen every day, start to finish. Love you guys.
Thank you. It has been 30 years since we lived there.
Suzanne.
Or damn near.
Please move to the Bay Area.
Yes, please do. And answer your phone. You know, participate in things.
Listeners wanted.
Yep.
Some people have said that they started Project Hail Mary on our recommendation, so that's cool.
Oh, and Maddie's starting it today, and you are probably a quarter of the way through?
I don't know. I'm absolutely loving it, though, so I hope I'm only 1% in. I just want to be 1% in. That's it. Farting person is no lady. She's a woman, please. All right.
Woman.
She's no lady.
Let's see. There were a couple others that were pretty fun, but I'm actually out of time. So what's coming up in the trash?
Whatever's going on over at Netflix. There's a bunch of stuff, and I'll tell you all about it.
What? Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.